Hello?
Hi, Gabriel. This is John Kyle with Local Splash. How are you doing this afternoon?
Hey, John. Good. How are you?
I'm doing real good. I appreciate you taking the call. I know, just tell your father I'm apologize. I didn't realize until after you and I spoke that the only number I had was his.
Yeah.
I called him a couple times in the past few days, and I'm sorry about that.
No. You're totally fine. I should have, you know, wrote down your number. He's been out and about today. And,
I mean, he's in the field, right? Like, it makes sense. That's part of his job, right?
Yeah. No, literally, yeah. I'm here just doing, you know, the paperwork and the billing, and he's out there.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, I should have gotten your number. I know I was supposed to get back to you on Wednesday, and I spoke to you briefly, but, you know, I was kind of busy doing something for one of our employees.
Right. And totally makes sense, right? Like, you got to do what you got to do to keep the business going. So I know that being 22, you're probably thrust into a role where you're learning – so many things on the fly. How long have you been doing his the office work?
I was doing it for a little bit, you know, during COVID, and then I went to trade school for a bit, and then I came back. So, I mean, back on board officially, it's been about, you know, like 4 months, 5 months now.
Oh, so you've gotten the hang of pretty much everything then? Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, and we were discussing the website today. I was discussing the website in more detail with my father today. And,
okay.
Yeah, he wants to go through with it. He just wants to make sure, you know, like we were talking about, the ROI is like worth it. And I assured him that, you know, we might not see something right off the bat, but it'll take time to grow. And, he said he's on board. I told him, you know, we should just get it rolling, just to fix the Google stuff on the back end and, just see, you know, you don't know till you try it. So.
Okay. Well, and then obviously being month to month, you know, don't get me wrong, we don't want anyone ever to fail. Like that's not good for our company standards either. So, at the end of the day, we'll do everything we can to help, your business proliferate too.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah. I mean, to go through with it, what would you need from us now?
Yeah. Just, you have about like 15 minutes and then we'll wrap everything up.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, good. All right. So let me just pull up everything on the file here. And then, Gabriel, do you want to be the head on the account, or do you want Gustavo and you to be on the account? How do you want to do it?
What, if it's just me, what does that entail? Like, does it lock him out of certain things, or?
No, not at all. Like, I mean, we would put both of you for sure. I was just saying, as far as, like, the primary contact, it makes more sense because you do more office stuff, right?
Yeah, definitely, man.
Okay.
That was a and then what?
Right. And your last name?
Lopez, L-O-P-E-Z.
Okay. And then, of course, the email address that you'll be using is lv_allin1@yahoo.com.
Correct.
Okay. And the address I have for the business, and just to make sure, it's All-in-One Services. Is it LLC Inc. or anything like that?
Yeah, it's an LLC.
Okay, great. So when you're listed online, it'll be All-in-One Services LLC?
As of now, I think it's just All-in-One Services, but are you
let
asking
me double
like,
check, right?
As a preference?
Yeah, like so obviously you'll have like the business name. I meant like more of the listing name itself.
Got you.
Uh-huh. Let me see here.
Yeah, I would prefer just All-in-One Services.
The number of 656-1333, that's you, right? That's
yeah,
one that's
that
a temporary close that we're trying to fix, right? Because it does show it's
yeah.
temporarily closed.
Yeah, that's our business number.
Okay, cool. All right, so that number, we'll get that set up. So I'm just going to make sure to indicate this is your Google Business Profile, All-in-One Services of Las Vegas. Let me try to make sure I can only pull that up because it came up with a second business that I don't want to see All-in-One Services. I'm just putting that in the notes here that where I found your Google Business Profile so we can work on that. I mean, you have one 5-star review, so like you're definitely in the right place there. We just need to make sure people don't think you're temporarily closed, you know?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
And then on the card you'll be using, what name is on the card?
It's Gustavo Lopez.
Okay. Gabriel Lopez. So then I'll just put here, Gabriel Lopez, Gustavo Lopez. And then when it comes to marketing changes, you're going to be the one doing all of that, right?
The marketing?
That's right. Like any, let's say you want to call and say, hey, we need to change the campaign to do this, like with our Facebook ads or anything like that. That's all you, right? You don't think Gustavo's really going to partake in that, right?
Correct.
Okay. So the phone number we have on file for you, the direct number to you, 379-0018?
Correct, yeah. I'm guessing you got it from Gustavo.
Yeah, he just gave it to me right now. I think he got tired of taking my calls, to be honest. I mean, like I said, he's in the field. It makes sense.
Yeah.
But as far as the number you want on your profile, like as far as the business line, you said it was 702. It's not going to be the 612-1538, right? You want the one that I see on the profile of 702-656-1333?
Correct.
Okay. All right, 411 Deerfield Ave. And then we're building the website for you, right? You guys don't have a domain just yet?
No, we do not have a domain.
Okay. Okay. All right. Let's see here. So again, a couple questions here and then we'll be done. So as far as the services you offer, I know we talked a lot about it. So let me go through what I have in my notes just to make sure we're on the same page here. So we're looking at a lot of construction work, like construction cleanouts, right? That was some of the things that you were talking about. And then also pressure washing, move out cleaning. Construction site cleaning, restaurant cleaning is also another type of business you do, right? Or service offering?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else you want on the list? So this is what I have so far to start. And then when it comes to the onboarding team, that's going to be a much more in-depth call. But for now, I have pressure washing, move-out cleaning, commercial cleaning, construction site cleaning, and restaurant cleaning.
Yeah, so I think the main ones Gustavo and I were talking about that we wanted to bring more traction to was like carpet cleaning for a residential unit that we have.
Okay.
And we just wanted to showcase our construction cleanup services. We didn't, I guess we don't want to like have people book us through it. We want kind of people
to see it.
I guess I wanted it like a subheader on the website, like, construction cleanup. And then, you know, they would call us or email us. And then we would talk more in detail that way. But I didn't want to, like, list any pricing or anything under construction cleanup. I just wanted to do more of, like, a, call us and we can discuss your project.
Okay. So let's do to make it more specific for my team. For Facebook ads, focus on carpet cleaning. What else did you want to focus on for Facebook ads? Because that usually hits the resi market.
Yeah, so for the Facebook ads, I think carpet cleaning and residential house cleaning. So we offer, you know, window cleaning, power washing, carpet cleaning. I think those are the main three.
Window cleaning, power washing. Perfect. Okay, and then for the website, you'll also, also showcase, and then I have the other showcase items of move-out cleaning, commercial cleaning, or like office building cleaning, right? It's probably another way to put it too, right?
Yeah, that's perfect, yeah. But
construction site cleaning, restaurant cleaning, pressure washing. Oh, what pressure washing you have on the other one?
Yeah, showcasing, okay, cool. I think it'd just be construction. Yeah, like the two commercial ones, you know, construction and restaurant and office cleaning.
Right, right. And then I also put move-out cleaning there, right? Or do you want to put that on Facebook?
No.
Ads?
The move out cleaning.
Not at all.
I think not at all for the move out cleaning, because that's, I don't know. I don't really like the return on. I don't know. I don't feel like those pay.
Oh, look at you. So you did the analytics on that, and you're like, that's not even worth taking those jobs all the time. See?
Yeah, it's not really.
That's why it helps to have someone in the office who analyzes that, because obviously if we're just people in the field all the time, they don't really think about, like, this job is not worth the same return as other ones. So that's good. Okay.
Yeah, it's not using
any other SEO providers, of course, right?
No, I'm not.
Okay. And then, so for the onboarding call, since we're at the end of the day today, we can do it anytime on Monday. Our initial opening is at 7 a.m. to 8 a.m., and then you can choose any time of day all the way to 3 p.m. to 4 p.m.
For Monday, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's do the 7 a.m. one.
Okay. All right, local slash UI English. I'm going to send you an email real quickly with this information as well.
Yeah, but like you said, I think I just wanted to showcase photos of the contract-based work.
Yeah, and you will, right? Like, so if you remember on the website, and, you know, you'll be able to see it in much more detail as it builds out from a computer screen. But from a computer screen, the website has a drop-down of services offered, but it also lists at least, I've seen at least like 9 to even 15 just small blurbs with a photo, like just a, like initial thing on the first page. And then you can drop down further in the website with service offerings deeper on the website as well. So all of that is available, but I understand what you're saying is on that first page, you'd like when someone's looking and noticing you're doing carpet cleaning from your ad, they also see the pop of, like, you do other types of cleaning, like construction site cleaning. Gotcha. Okay, so let's do that there. All right, you'll be getting an invite in about 10 seconds here. It's just saying local slash CIENG, and then it has your father's number because that's the account is under that number, and then your cell phone number afterward.
I have one question that I wrote down here
sure.
I was just thinking about this. So I remember you were saying there's going to be like a call option or text option, you know, where people can, you know, contact us.
On the site, correct.
And you can see the analytics, you know, the amount of clicks and whatnot. I was going to ask if you sell any of that information, or if you, like, I don't know, if you give any of those numbers to anyone else or any of that.
Oh, no, this is for your access. Thank you for asking me that. That's, wow, that would be bad if we try to do that. Like, I think you're saying, like, we capture the contact information then try to sell. No, that's, that would be very, very much against the grain of the whole, like, foundation of this company. So thank you for bringing that up. This is 100% everything that is driven to you is driven to you. That's it. And that's why we lock out the zone from even, we don't even work with someone else in your territory. So that way there's absolutely no opportunity for conflict of interest. That's one of the mantras of this company is that when we sign up a person, and I think I told you this in detail, but I'll repeat it one more time. Google's channel partner status requires that we have a bare minimum 3 out of 4 success rate across the nation with our clients. In order to do that, we make sure that we don't cannibalize in any way, shape, or form. And that requires a lot of work on the back end for ourselves, too, is like to make sure that once you show up on the map in Google in a certain radius, that radius, we make sure that's closed out from working with someone else that does what you do. Because otherwise it's just very inefficient where to expect 2 successful people in a market, you know, that's like being overconfident. Usually that would set us up for a 50% success rate if we ever overlapped. And then now we're not satisfying Google's requirements. And then we get kicked off the platform. Yeah.
Okay.
So absolutely. You're going to get a Google business profile verification form sent. I think you already completed it, but they might have you go through it again because of how it shows that your business is temporarily closed. So you'll get that via email when we're done here. As far as licensing and insurance, I'm sure you guys have what's needed for that, right?
Yeah, we have we can provide a certificate of insurance, whatever you guys need. Yeah, we are insured.
Okay. And then do you have a Facebook page right now for All-in-One?
No, we don't. Not that I know of.
Okay.
No, I never made one for Gustavo.
Okay. So, but it could be connected to either your profile or someone else's. Someone in the family that is helping manage this has a Facebook profile, a personal one, right?
Yeah, someone has I don't have access to one. I'm like logging into Facebook right now to see if someone has a saved login on this.
So you don't use Facebook personally though, right?
I don't. I had one from a while ago.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't even remember.
And again, as far as that goes, anyone that you want to provide that you have access to, that's the most important thing, since you're going to be one handling the marketing. It's just when it comes to the business profile, it just has to be connected to a human being's profile. And that's just for like the analytics and everything else. So it could be connected to a profile you just made today. It could be connected to your old profile. It could be connected to Gustavo's. Again, those would probably be the three options I would rely on if I were you, as far as whose profile it's connected to.
Mm-hmm. But it won't show that person connected to the profile? Or?
You know, I don't really see it. Like, when I look at Facebook profiles, I don't see that there on the business side. Let me pull up one of my old plans just to verify how it looks here. I'm pulling it up right now just so I can see how it looks.
You're fine. Yeah, sorry you're playing phone tag all day.
No, you're good. It happens. And again, the only thing was I made a faux pas, and that's what I was telling Charmaine, who you initially spoke with. Like, that's my bad, Charmaine. Like, I know that they want to move forward, but I didn't even think to ask, like, Gabriel, like, hey, is this your number, you know?
Yeah, it crossed my mind, but I was like, oh, he's probably going to be in the office tomorrow. Like, we'll figure it out, but no.
Right. Okay, yeah, so from what I can tell on the Facebook profiles, I don't see anything that, like, directly shows, like, hey, like, this is the human being it's connected to. So,
okay.
Like, for example, I pulled up, like, a plumber that we work with, and on the first page, like, it's a digital business card. We usually do that. Sometimes you can put a booking on Facebook page as well. So all that is there. And then nowhere when I'm scrolling through it does it say anything about who it's connected to. It has an email address and whatnot, but yeah, nothing, even when you go about. Yeah, so there's almost zero way for someone to see directly who it's connected to. I think it's for the analytics side and also for Facebook's account purposes side, because again, they have to make sure a human being is accountable. Not to
right.
say you do anything wrong with the site, but that's basically why.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay. So whenever you get one created, you can provide the URL to that. You can either send a text to the 877 number. I'm going to send you another text message just so you have my number locked in. The 877 number, I should say. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
So it's just going to say, hey, Gabriel, this is John Kyle from Local Splash. And then whenever you have a Facebook profile or text back, you just reply to that, and then I'll get it recorded on our end.
Okay, sounds good. And that sends you the link?
Yeah, you know how to share the profile, correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I can figure that out, yeah.
And then the other thing is we do call tracking. So just to walk you through this, the phone number on your website and Facebook and Google will be slightly different from the number that goes directly to you. The call will still go directly to you. There's no third-party announcement or anything like that. All it's used for is just so that way you have more analytics to justify it. We talked about this before, what calls are coming into you from Facebook, from Google. So, again, just gives you that that other layer of justification, especially when Gustavo wants to check in on it to say, yeah, this is what calls came in from them.
Okay.
Okay. And as far as services, city service, obviously it's greater Las Vegas. Any specific names that you want me to include as well, like Henderson, Summerlin, anything else like that?
Yeah, definitely Summerlin and Henderson. Yeah, Summerlin, Henderson, and, what's that one up there? Centennial Hills.
Okay. Summerlin, Henderson, and Centennial Hills. Okay, I see that there. Okay. I know there's a lot of construction going out on those main three areas, right? The outskirts of Vegas.
Yeah, well, the outskirts, well, for me, the reason why I chose those three is because those are like, you know, the bigger homes.
Right.
You know, the demographic is mostly, you know, people who have homes who aren't like renting or whatnot.
Yeah, they sold their house in California and then moved there and bought one outright. That's what happens a lot.
Yeah.
In those situations, you know?
I know a lot of people.
Yeah, they went there to retire because, I mean, I know some people personally who sold a house with, like, let's say 500K equity, bought a house twice the size for, like, 250. You know, this is, like,
literally,
a few years ago, but that's how it works. So I got what you mean there. All right. So everything is good there. So last couple things here. You're going to get a couple emails when we're done here. The first one is going to say, welcome to Local Splash. Click here to see your initial invoice. What it means by invoice is more like a receipt. So when we're done with the payment, you'll get that to show everything that we outlined over the phone is in writing, such as the timeline for Facebook ads to go live, 7 to 14 days, timeline for your website live to go live, also 7 to 14 days, and then for Google optimization, that is more of a slow and steady growth type thing, a few hurdles to jump through, but typically that takes us 30 to 45 days to start making sure you're populating the map space in your service area and going up the list, okay?
Okay.
And then as far as the, so once you get that, there's two check boxes to check off at the bottom, and then you sign as Gabriel Lopez, and then, you know, that'll be processed there. Last thing I have on the questionnaire, what hours of operation do you want to list on your business?
Yeah, so our hours of operation would be, our real hours of operation are 6 a.m., or like 6:30 a.m. is usually when we get our, you know, can we do 7 a.m. to 7 a.m.?
You do whatever you want. Yeah, it's just an indicator of like when you're really receptive to calls. I don't know how much people show or at least adhere to that, but that way on your Google listing you'll know that from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. it will say you're open, or sometimes it'll say you're closed, right? So that's fine.
Yeah, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. would be great.
Okay, Monday through Saturday or Monday through Friday?
Monday through Saturday, yeah.
And then Sunday closed, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah, Sunday closed.
Okay, last thing on your address, the 4011 Deerfield Ave, is that a home base where you don't want it published online, or is that an office?
Yeah, that's a home base. That's a house that we own. It used to be our other house. We don't live there anymore. We're currently renting a house, but we were going to get a P.O. box soon. I was looking at that today. Is it fine if we hold off on that, you know, putting that down, or do you need that?
You need a physical address for Google's purposes, just to make sure you're placed there. But we can always not publish it. So I can just put, please do not publish, physical address on Google Business Profile.
Yeah, that's something I didn't like, and something that Gustavo didn't like either when we were listed on Google.
Okay, so I just made sure that we're not publishing it that way. All right, everything on the questionnaire is good here. Give me one second to finalize that. And then, again, for the onboarding call on Monday, by Monday as a friendly reminder. Oh, let me do that. I'll send you the text. Please reply with Facebook URL when you can. Okay, so the first and foremost, the 877 number I'm sending you the text from, the reason why I did that as well, when it comes to onboarding on Monday, we will only call from the 877 number moving forward. So all customer service-based calls talking about your account and checking in with you will be from 877-635-6225. So if you save that as local splash, you'll make sure you get calls from us directly. The reason why we mentioned that so critically is that there are imposters out there, believe it or not, who either say they're your Google partner, like something vague like that, or they even sometimes know our name because we do get pretty popular in the industry. And, people in the industry, if this makes sense, start noticing the structure of how websites are built. So they, the website's never going to say local splash on it, but if you see 1,000 of them, you start noticing, right?
Yeah.
So just so you know, like sometimes people will say they're with us, but as long as it's not from an 877 number, we do provide you a security question just so that way if your, stranger danger radar goes up, you can quickly, call someone out on it. Okay.
Okay.
So the security.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to give you a security question to choose and then you choose the answer as well. It can be any answer you want. But the security question is going to be either your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. And the way it works is if we will say this, we will, like, when we call in and say we're with Local Splash, if you want to test us, you say, what's my security question? And then we tell you what the security question is. And then if that is accurate, then you would tell us the answer. And that's how we cross-verify that not only do we know the security question, but you, let's say someone pretended to be you calling in, you know what I mean? You're the only one with the answer.
Yeah. Okay. Gosh. Yeah. Okay.
And again, it doesn't happen too much, but it's just one of those things where you'd be surprised. I mean, when you start promoting yourself out there, what type of sometimes bad actors exist to try to capitalize off of it.
Yeah, especially right now with AI. I mean, they could even take your voice now. So
that is true. Okay, so. Again, mother's maiden name, city you're born in, or your first pet's name?
First pet's name would be good.
Okay, and the answer?
Frida, F-R-I-D-A.
Okay, perfect. And they said the card you'll be using is in the name Gustavo, right?
Yeah, let me just double check. Because I think we have a business one as well. Yeah, Gustavo Lopez Medina, M-E-D-I-N-A.
Okay. All right. And then the address connected to the card is 4011 Deerfield Ave?
Correct.
Okay. I'm ready for the card whenever you are.
4259-0840-0600-0982.
Expiration?
October 26th, 1026.
Okay, and the three-digit code on the back?
585.
All right, we're good there. Okay, so last couple things here. It's a voice verification portion of the call. So how it works is pretty simple. Oh, and just to let you know, the account will be under Gustavo Lopez's name as far as the main account. But I'm also putting you as a primary contact, so that way there's when we call, we'll be expecting to speak with you. But
okay.
Since this Gustavo's card, he'll be technically the account holder. Okay.
Sounds good. Yeah.
All right. So let me just put that in here. All right, so the last 3 minutes here is just a voice verification portion of the call. It's strictly for quality assurance to make sure that everything is accurate. Going over the pricing one more time before we get into that, remember the month-to-month program is $249, and then there's a one-time setup fee for all the initial programming, of $99. So your grand total today will be $348. And then moving forward, it's $249 per month.
Got you. Okay. And when you guys do that monthly transaction, in the what name should I expect that to be like taken out under when I like look for the receipts in the bank statement?
Oh, Local Splash. Local Splash is what we run our business as. Parent company. We have a parent company that deals with the more corporate size accounts. It's called Relevant Ads. So it might be one or the other, but Local Splash is typically what I see on all of our invoices.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. All right, so other than that, again, I'll go ahead and start the quality assurance portion of the call. So whenever you're ready, I'll go ahead and begin it. Any questions you have, Gabriel, just let me know, and I'll clarify. But for now, I'll go ahead and begin and just, let me know when you if there's anything that comes up. So Gabriel, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This portion of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
All-in-One Services.
Okay. And please state your name and title within the business.
Gabriel Lopez, co-owner.
Okay. And as co-owner, of course, you're authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And you're also an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Well, to get results as fast as possible, Gabriel, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. So thank you for accepting the onboarding call on Monday at 7. And then just as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash, as we talked about earlier. That's why we provide the security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. Now, when we do call, we will always call from our 877-635-6225 customer service number. So make sure that you save that number as Local Splash under your contact. And as a reminder, that's beginning with Monday's onboarding call. Now, when we do call, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative for Google and Facebook, do you also agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts should you partake in them during the term of your agreement?
I don't quite understand that question.
So if you sign up with another SEO provider, it's not going to be productive for you. That's the only thing we're really concerned with is let's say you reach out to, I don't know, XYZ online marketing expert. Kindly let us know because we will let you know it's probably not going to be effective to have two horses doing the same exact thing. So that's why we ask, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Gladly, yes.
Okay. And then your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, May 3rd, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month, also on the third day of the month, in the amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment. Of course, being month-to-month, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Just be sure you speak to a live representative. And in the event of cancellation, to prevent charges for your next month of service, make sure you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. And do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. I'll go ahead and process the initial payment for $348, and then you'll get the invoice receipt via email as well as text message. Bear with me one moment. Okay, everything is good to go. Just keep in mind, Gabriel, on the initial invoice, it's in the name of Gustavo Lopez. So when you do the digital signature, just make sure you're signing on behalf of your father's name, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Other than that, any questions you have, my information, you can still reach out to me directly. That's not a problem. I don't plan on going anywhere anytime soon. But when it comes to onboarding, like I said, we have a full team. We'll be glad to help all along the way. We do check-ins all throughout the process. Even within the first month, you'll get multiple check-ins from us. And again, we got to prove it to you each and every month. So just so you know, I hope you're okay with that, that we're going to be in frequent contact. It's not just, you know, you send in the money and just hope it works, right? So I just want to be clear on that. We're definitely going to be checking in to make sure everything's going well for you. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Yeah. All right. Well, anything else, Gabriel, just feel free to reach out and, you know, we'll be glad to get everything started on Monday. And if there's nothing else, you have a great weekend now. Okay.
Okay. I just had one question.
Sure. Sure.
So going forward on Monday, the people I'm going to be talking to, are they the ones going to be designing the website or is that going to be somebody else?
The onboarding team will be gathering all the information. So yes, they're a part of that team. They're going to be your direct liaison to the web design team that does all the final programming. So that's a great question. And when it comes to everything you talk about on Monday, as much detail is preferred. So any content you give them, they're going to be your liaison. Another email address is support@localsplash.com. Whenever you need to send in anything such as login links, things like that, photos for your website, if you want us to do that, they're also going to provide you access to your dashboard. You'll get some walkthroughs personally, and then also we provide a YouTube-based reminder so you can view the video just to remind yourself how to, like, upload your own photos if you wanted to just quickly make changes on your website. So we will both have access to your website simultaneously to do updates.
Okay, got you. And I'm here doing – oh, never mind. I see what I did wrong. I was filling out the thing you just sent me. But okay, got you. And you said they're going to be programming it, right? They're not using, like, you know, Squarespace or some shit like that.
No, no, no. It's I mean, our content is – it's a tried-and-true content. So you'll notice, like, if you ever come across a website that looks like the structure of yours, it's probably another Local Splash customer. But, I mean, you know, they're nationwide, right, where you might see one. But for the most part – you know, our coding is definitely our intellectual property. The way we've optimized our website and built out the knowledge graph and schema markup and whatever else they do on the back end to make sure Google, it's more Google friendly for optimization. All that is definitely, you know, something that we built out over time and perfected over time. But as far as the design and whatnot, yeah, that's something that you'll have, you know, full access to make adjustments to as far as structure of things, the photo, the wording and everything like that.
Okay, cool.
Awesome. And the domain is going to be just your domain. I want to be clear on that too. So it'll be as close to allinoneservices.com as we can get to be clear on the domain too.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. All right. Well, I appreciate your time again, Gabriel. Have a great weekend, and you know we'll check in Monday at 7.
Okay. Thank you, John. Talk to you on Monday.
Yep. Have a good one. All right. Bye now.
You too. Have a great weekend. Bye.
You too. Bye.